Opening a film studio is something very, very new in this country, and really we don't know how to open it, whether we should cut a ribbon, give somebody a key, or break it down. We just don't know. So I think the best thing to do is to immediately pass the buck over to the Minister for Industry and Commerce and ask him to officially declare Ardmore Studios well and truly open.
I'm very happy to be here on this occasion. Irish people have an established reputation in the world of the theatre. It seems only a logical development that that reputation should be utilised to support a film studio of this character. We are only here at the beginning of what I hope will prove to be a very large undertaking.
Stand by.
Smoke's fine. Take it
just
out.
Just ease out.
And ease out smoke.
204, take 7.
Hugh Walter.
Would ye roaring for me? I could raise the world itself above me and be the biggest man alive.
The five of these coming to you. You want them all in one gulp, or will you parcel them out?
Put them all in one glass, Mr. Shannon. Then my cups are for women and children.
The best of all, they know. Out with the women and children.
Cut. Very good.
Fine. Hold it right there.
Thank you. One page gone. God bless.
Take the red off, please.
Wonderful.
Of course, it was a very special experience. I mean, it's not the same as ordinary film music because this was a very special film. And there were certain difficulties involved in this film that you wouldn't experience in a normal film. And, so, for example, in this film, dealing as it does with such a subject, the Irish struggle for liberation, and seeing that we're all Irishmen in this country, it was very difficult without making one's nationalism stand out too much,
yes.
Because that to a certain extent may antagonize some people, and it isn't that one dreads antagonizing some people, but that it tends to overbalance the film if you do assert your nationalism too strongly. However, being Irish, it was impossible without taking some stand on the thing.
Well, now, what themes did you use, John?
Well, I used, apart from original themes, I used some folk song themes, such as the well-known tune Roisin Dubh, one of our finest tunes. I used that as theme music for the whole film, because it stands synonymous in most people's minds with this very subject of liberation. Roisin Abiach Bronart, Far Eirigdet, help is coming, and so forth.